This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. WCHL, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Cloudy skies, big chance, more rain on the way on WCHL. If you didn't think it was enough over the weekend, well, we have more probably on the way for today. Brandon Dunston is with us now from the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And Brandon, what is the forecast for today's precipitation?
Well, you hit it on the head. There's more of the same coming. Hopefully it won't be as bad as it was yesterday in Chapel Hill with a couple rounds of very heavy rain, one in the morning around 3 or 4 a.m., then another in the afternoon. But right as we speak right now, there's more rain on the doorsteps of Chapel Hill. It's moving up from the south, and we'll have a period where we can pick up another half an inch to even an inch of precip this morning. And then maybe a little bit of a lull in the showers and storms, and then more developing possibly in the afternoon.
And a possibility of some thunderstorms, too, I imagine.
Yep, there's some thunder in some of the activity just to your south right now. But the main threat's going to be that that heavy rain associated with these showers and thunderstorms. And we have a flash flood watch out for all of the Triangle region through Tuesday afternoon. And the threat for even some more showers and thunderstorms will extend beyond Tuesday into Wednesday. It won't be till later in the week till we begin to dry out a little bit. So there's the potential for another at least couple inches over the next couple of days.
Flooding has really caused some major problems here in Chapel Hill and Carborough and in Orange County. And I've been around for a long time, and I don't remember rain coming this fast, this much, this quickly. How about you? I mean, how does this fall in the line of history of rainfall in our area in the recent past?
Well, it's a very almost tropical type air mass, and Chapel Hill just happened to be in the exact wrong spot yesterday morning. It kind of primed the pump, so to speak, with all that heavy rainfall in the morning, then more in the afternoon. In fact, I think looking at the airport in Chapel Hill, they picked up, I believe, 5.11 inches the 24-hour period ending yesterday.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and certainly hope you will join us later on in the day to keep us updated on the situation.
Not a problem, and just remember, everybody out there, if you come across a flooded roadway, turn around, don't drown.
That is good advice. Thanks so much. Brandon Dunston, National Weather Service. And it rained and rained and rained yesterday, leaving Orange County residents stranded in floodwaters, whether in their homes, cars, or out walking. Some situations have become treacherous, not only because of the water, but because of downed trees. A lot of people have lost power during all of this. As of right now, the up-to-date number, 258 customers are still without power. 258 power outages right now in Orange County. And, of course, a lot of other places have some power outages, but certainly more here than any place else. Mecklenburg, probably the second highest number in the state of people without electricity this morning. But certainly Orange County has a situation all its own. Situations did become quite dangerous yesterday. Emergency service workers had to act quickly to get some people out of danger. And some people waking up in emergency shelters this morning as well. WCHL's Rachel Nash saw the flooding firsthand and has more with this report.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out there.
She is?
Uh-huh. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she says, Leonard. I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger. And in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know, she's okay?
She just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashi watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part of it because, especially this time of the year, it's hot. And you have the insects and reptiles
and germs,
and that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Some pretty amazing photographs there on our website. Again, that's chapelboro.com. We mentioned all the folks who are without power, 258, the number this morning, and power outages peaked at about 2,700 yesterday. So certainly the situation has improved. Again, we could have more rain today. We probably will have some heavy rain before this day is out, before this morning is out. We'll get some, and then maybe some later on in the day as well. 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. More news in just a moment.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from boxed lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
And we're certain you don't mind us testing that to make sure everything is working okay today, because It certainly is a part of what happens here during weather emergencies. It is 6:16 at WCHL, 60 minutes after 6 o'clock. Again, that was only a test. The decision of North Carolina lawmakers to cut the amount and length of state unemployment benefits is taking effect. It is July 1st. That means about 170,000 long-term jobless are losing their last checks. The benefit cuts took effect yesterday. The reduced benefits and smaller increases in business taxes are the state's cure for repaying Washington $2.5 billion borrowed to pay state unemployment claims that exploded during the recession. The reduced state benefits have the effect of making North Carolina the first to cut off a federal unemployment compensation program for the long-term jobless. The plan supporters say it will save businesses more than $400 million by paying back the billions 3 years early. Opponents say Republican lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory should have waited until January after the federal benefits expire. North Carolina's flagship public university is seeing a change at the top. Holden Thorpe's last day as chancellor at the University of North Carolina was yesterday. Carol Folt will take over today. Former Dartmouth College interim president is getting $520,000 a year, plus benefits, in case you're wondering. School spokeswoman Karen Moon says Thorpe's family last week cleared out the campus home provided to its chancellors. Thorpe also cleaned out his office and headed to California for a committee meeting on promoting his safety in academic laboratory research. Thorpe is moving to St. Louis to become provost at Washington University. As everybody knows, Thorpe decided to resign last year after his leadership was marred by a string of scandals involving academic fraud, improper travel spending by fundraisers, and special treatment for athletes. The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protest began with just 17 arrests in the first rally in late April. Now nearly 600 people have been arrested speaking out against the right-leaning North Carolina General Assembly. New and seasoned protesters are preparing to converge in Raleigh once again for this week's Mass Moral Monday. It's the ninth protest so far, taking place at 5 p.m. across from the General Assembly. It all started on April 22nd when NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber called for action in response to a voter identification bill moving through the House. Barber said the bill was just one of many in a wider agenda targeting poor and minority voters. The following weeks of protesting and mass arrests have since become state and national news. WCHL compiled a timeline of events since the first Moral Monday movement to document the details of each week, including local people who've been arrested for their beliefs. You can view the timeline and all the details on our website, chapelbro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And Cruisers serves fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic this morning so far. Certainly everything very wet out there this morning. Please be careful wherever you're going. Still may be a lot of debris out there, and the situation will not change for a while because we do expect more rain and not exactly optimal driving conditions. So please be careful wherever you're going this morning. It was a mess yesterday, a little bit better today, but certainly no picnic out there. So be careful wherever you're going this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Flash flood watch in effect until today at 6 p.m. That's for two more days. We got this flash flood watch in effect. Showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this afternoon. Could get some rain this morning, as you heard Brandon Dunston say just a few minutes ago. Our high today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain is 80%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. In the evening, still 80% chance of rain. And our overnight low, about 70 degrees. Maybe some heavy rainfall as well. And a little light wind. Tomorrow, showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and then showers and thunderstorms, chance of it in the afternoon as well. Maybe some heavy rain tomorrow, too. High tomorrow in the low 80s. Chance of rain remains at 80%. Not a pretty picture. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Oh, O'Reilly. The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flawless as a gem, it turns ordinary into exquisite. The cool confidence of Fruitare.
Frozen fruit and milk bars.
Strawberry meets its destiny, and that destiny is...
Dairy is so berry.
The taste, the brain freeze, 24 karat cold.
Fruitare, feel it in your face.
Groceries, essentials, signature value.
The Everyday Collection by Target.
The category tonight, top 10 questions received by the Weber Grill Hotline. Here we go, number 10. Why does barbecuing in the house make me sleepy? Number 9, can one cook giraffe meat on the Number 8, where's the nearest emergency room? Number 7, when is the 4th of July this year? Number 6, which sunblock should I put on my burgers to keep them from burning? Number 5, in an average day, how much charcoal starter should I drink? Number 4, do you have any good recipes for German bean sprouts? Number 3, is it safe to use my grill while driving? Number 2, want to see naked pictures I took of myself at the congressional gym? And the number 1 question received by the Weber Grill Hotline, what's the best way to remove grill marks from my ass?
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Oh, boy.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guest, Harry Connick Jr. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by CING, Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference's plan to expand, revealed in 2010 and modified along the way, has come to fruition now. Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame became members of the ACC at 12:01 a.m. this morning, giving the conference 15 members now. To celebrate the league's northern expansion, Commissioner John Swofford, North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams, Florida State football coach Jimbo Fisher, and Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer are among the ACC dignitaries scheduled to be in New York City this afternoon after holding a news conference at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Times Square. Swofford and Company will take part in the closing bell ceremony. July 1st is moving day for schools switching conferences all over the country, including those relocating to the newly formed American Athletic Conference. The ACC will tend to send a team to the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium for 6 years, starting in 2014. We'll have much more details on all the implications of the expansion of the ACC coming up later on in the morning. But again, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame are now officially members of the ACC. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Balance of Nature, whole fruits and vegetables in all natural capsules. Visit balanceofnature.com. This is Charles Osgood. 2 years into the Civil War, 150 years ago this day, Union forces were for the first time under attack well into Union territory in a place called Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
For 2 years, they had been pushed back repeatedly. They had not won a single significant victory over the rebel army. And now here was General Lee coming into the north, and he seemed to be unbeatable.
Jeff Nielsen is archivist for the Saturday Evening Post.
There was panic in the north. There was certainly panic in the area around Gettysburg. People just fled from their towns, heading north and east away from the rebel army.
More after this. We all know, because we've been told over and over, how important it is to eat a balanced diet and that the nutrients in fresh fruits and veggies are essential to good health. Fine. But for me, knowing that and eating as if I knew it are two different things. I'm a meat and potatoes guy and always have been. So I was thrilled to find out that Balance of Nature capsules concentrate 31 different fruits and vegetables with no extracts or fillers and with all those phytonutrients we need to be in top form. Balance of Nature is well named. To touch all the bases, what I do is to take a few of the fruit and berry capsules, the red ones in the morning, and the green veggie capsules later in the day. My body and brain never had it so good. With nutrition well balanced as nature intended, no wonder that these days I'm feeling so splendid. To order now, call Balance of Nature at 1-800-246-8751. Use my last name, Osgood, to get a special discount. Fruits and veggies are good and good for you, said Mom. Go directly to balanceofnature.com.
The Battle of Gettysburg took place over 3 days, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, 1863, chronicled a week or so later in the Saturday Evening Post. Again, here's Jeff Nielsen.
It was a decisive victory, and it had been the decisive battle of the whole war.
No blaring headlines. The Post didn't use headlines.
In very tiny type compared to today, they would say news of victory.
The Union general, George Meade, did not destroy the 75,000-man invading army, though. He might have thought he'd lost from the reaction in Washington.
Lincoln was heartbroken over it and thought, how am I going to explain this? We could have ended the war here. But Meade did not want to end the war at that point, not that way. I think he was too cautious and not really certain if he could actually bag the Confederate army.
More than 3,100 Union troops were killed at Gettysburg. The rebel death toll was more than 4,500. The National Cemetery would be dedicated in November of that year. President Lincoln made a short speech. We'll talk about that in our next Osgood file. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
And now, the Grace Church Community Spotlight.
Come celebrate the birth of our nation this 4th of July at Keenan Stadium for the annual Town of Chapel Hill Fireworks Show. The best show around. Family friendly, great music, and lots of big bangs. The fun begins at 7 p.m. with the fireworks set to go around 9:30.
This Community Spotlight has been presented by Grace Church. Be sure to stop by their table at the July 4th fireworks display to say hello and pick up your glow-in-the-dark necklace. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives. GraceLife.com.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Resort Stay Vouchers. It's 67% off. $1,500 for a seven-night New England stay, available now for $499. Explore the birthplace of our great country with this deal for an eight-day, seven-night stay at your choice of available accommodations in the New England area from Resort Stay Vouchers. Each state offers its own unique quirks while showcasing the beauty the area is known for, and you can book it online. It's 67% off from Resort Stay Vouchers, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather Forecast, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier jewelry store. They're in Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Go see Berkeley Grumble today, and you'll see what we're talking about here. Well, a lot of water out there, and there's more to come, believe it or not. Showers, thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be producing heavy rainfall this afternoon, but as you just heard the National Weather Service guy say just a few moments ago, big chance of rain even later this morning. Our high today, about 85 degrees. Chance of rain is 80%. Flash flood watch will remain in effect all day today and all day tomorrow, in fact, until 6 p.m. tomorrow. So big chance of more rain, 80% tonight, and an 80% chance of rain all day tomorrow as well, as if the water we already have is not enough.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, time now for CBS News, WCHL, 6:31. We'll have that coming up for you momentarily. Some problems with CBS apparently this morning. Apologize for that. And why don't we just go right to our local news, WCHL. No big deal. Let's see what happens here. You know, it rained and rained and rained on Sunday, leaving Orange County residents stranded in floodwaters. Whether in their cars, homes, or out walking, situations became quite treacherous yesterday. Emergency service workers had to act quickly to get people out of danger. A lot of people had problems with down power lines and that sort of thing as well. And many people out yesterday of electricity. 2,700 customers, in fact, did not have electricity yesterday. And the number this morning is 258. So that situation has certainly changed. But let's check in now with WCHL's Rachel Nash, who saw the flooding firsthand and has this report.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out there.
She is?
Uh-huh. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she says, Leonard. I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger. And in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know, she's okay?
She just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashi watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part of it because, especially this time of the year, it's hot. And you have the insects and reptiles
and germs,
and that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And again, our forecast calls for more rain today. In fact, we have a flash flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 p.m. So much water still out there this morning. Showers, thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be producing heavy rainfall this afternoon. And we have a good chance of rain this morning as well. Our high today in the middle 80s, chance of rain is 80%. And the same forecast, really, for all day tomorrow as well. So we're not out of the woods yet, so to speak. A lot of water problems. You know, today is a problem for a lot of people who are unemployed. The decision of North Carolina lawmakers to cut the amount and length of state unemployment benefits is in effect now. That means 170,000 long-term jobless are losing their last benefits. The reduced benefits and smaller increases in business taxes are the state's cure for repaying Washington $2.5 billion borrowed to pay steady unemployment claims that exploded during the recession. The reduced state benefits have the effect of making North Carolina the first in the country to cut off a federal unemployment compensation program for the long-term jobless. Of course, opponents of this say that Governor McCrory and the Republican lawmakers should have waited until January after the federal benefits expire. But they've decided to go ahead and put it into effect now. So now, about 170,000 people are without long-term unemployment benefits. Well, UNC, of course, is seeing a change at the top. Holden Thorpe's last day has come and gone, and now Carol Folt is the new chancellor at Carolina. And don't forget also that today is another Moral Monday. The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protest began with just 17 arrests. And the first rally held in late April. Now nearly 600 people have been arrested over a nine-week period speaking out against a right-leaning North Carolina General Assembly. And it will take place again today, starting at 5 o'clock, Mass Moral Monday, the ninth protest so far across from the General Assembly. It all began April 22nd and continues each week. WCHL has compiled a timeline of events since the first Moral Monday movement to document the details of each week, including local people who have been arrested for their beliefs. There are many. You can view that timeline on our website at chapelboro.com. And a note has just been handed to me this morning by Rand Northam. The Estes Drive traffic signal is out. That is Estes Drive extension. Not sure. Going to find out about that. But one of the traffic lights is out there, Estes Drive. And we will find out about that. More details. But please just remember that when you go through there. Proceed with caution. Starting today, another major news story today that might be our top story if it weren't for all the weather emergency information. Starting today, you could be fined for smoking outdoors in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Orange County Commissioners and the Board of Health approved a broad smoking ban last year. Now, following 6 months of preparation, officials say they're ready to put it into full effect. The ban prohibits smoking in almost all public outdoor places, including parks, sidewalks, and bus stops. Indoor locations that are open to the public are also covered under the ban. There are exemptions. Smoking is still permitted in private homes, vehicles, smoke shops, cigar bars, and designated hotel rooms. The fine for public smoking is $25, but health department officials stress that the aim of the ban is education rather than punishment. According to the health department's website, the ban is meant to improve air quality by limiting exposure to secondhand smoke and limiting litter from cigarette butts. The county health department provides information for anyone interested in quitting smoking, as well as an online form to report violations of the ban. You can find all this and more on the public smoking ban by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now a clarification of what I told you a moment ago. The Estes Elementary School traffic signal is out. That stoplight right there at Estes Elementary School, that is out this morning. So please proceed with caution through that intersection. AAA Carolinas is warning drivers to be careful as its recent study found that Independence Day is the deadliest day for car crashes. Public Relations Manager for AAA Carolinas, Angela Daly, says July 4th is consistently the deadliest day for car accidents because, unlike other holidays, it always falls on the same day. And certainly July 4th is a day when there are so many people out on the roads as well. In its study, AAA attributed the high number of traffic fatalities to the higher number of drivers on the road and the fact that many people drink during Independence Day celebrations, impairing their driving. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, Rand Northam joins me now out of the newsroom. And what do you have for us now?
Well, I just stepped outside, Ron, and the rains are coming down heavily. As we heard from Brandon Dunstan at the National Weather Service, that there's this line of storms coming through this morning that could dump some heavy rain, and it's coming down right now. So if you're getting ready to go out to work, if you're getting your day started, certainly, if nothing else, give yourself some extra time to travel this morning. But be sure to check in with us, check in on our website, chapelboro.com, and see and make sure that all of those outlets are safe to travel right now. We'll continue to get updates this morning as we find out what's going on. But there are heavy rains right now, and with all that flooding yesterday, there's just nowhere for the water to go. So if we get a lot of rain in a short period of time, we're going to see that flooding again, and we'll keep you posted on that as it goes.
It's just heartbreaking stories when you hear about these people who their houses have been flooded and people, you know, with water up to their knees and inside their apartments or whatever, and losing all their possessions.
So true.
I mean, having to go to an emergency shelter, one at Smith Middle School.
That's right.
It's just really amazing.
Our very own Aaron Keck is actually heading out to Smith Middle School now to check on the shelter and see how people are doing, see, you know, how full it is. So we'll get a report from him in the 7 o'clock hour on that.
And remember, also, there are emergency workers out there with the town of Chapel Hill and with the power companies and everybody else out, you know, taking care of us, basically.
Right.
So, you know, working overtime and really doing the best they can to deal with this situation, which is not easy. And, you know, when you can consider all the strange things that are going on in weather all over the country, I mean, you know, and these wildfires starting and heat in the western part of the state in places where it's not normally really hot. I mean, you know, is there
very
any
true
question that our weather situation is changing?
Well, my mom was saying, too, I talked to her a couple of days ago, usually in California in this time, there's not a lot of rain, at least in the area where she is, in the Santa Rosa area. And she says it's been raining. Usually now it's just everything's gotten brown because it just dries out. Mm-hmm. It's been green and lush because it's been raining so much there. She says that never happens. You know, this time of year, it's very, very wet. So very interesting. But I do want to let you know, too, remember, as you're traveling this morning, if you come to a stoplight that is not functioning, treat that stoplight as a four-way stop. I know on MLK and some of the bigger roads that's going to be really annoying because you've got a lot of cars waiting there. But please be patient. Use that as a four-way stop. Do not rush through there because an accident is only going to back things up more, and it's going to make your day a lot longer if you don't follow those traffic patterns and help everyone out. It's really about safety in these matters.
Kind of an accident waiting to happen. Really,
it really is.
Treacherous situation. And don't forget that stop light that at the intersection right there at Estes Hills Elementary School is out this morning.
We appreciate our road warrior calling in this morning and letting us know about that. If you see anything like that, please give us a call, 919-967-8363. If you see flooding, if you see, you know, anything that we need to let people know about. And also, if you feel that it is an emergency, even a traffic light that is out, you can call 911 and let them know, because that is very important for the officials to get there and get that taken care of, whether it's just a traffic a police officer guiding traffic through that intersection, or if they can get a generator out there and get some power to that intersection.
And if you're waking up this morning and you don't have any problems at your house, first of all, consider yourself lucky. And second of all, go to our website, chapelbro.com, and you will see a variety of photographs there that will prove to you otherwise that it is really a mess.
Well, I really hope that we don't get any more photos today either, but if you have any of yours, please tweet them into us at WCHL, put them up on our Facebook page, or email them to us, news@WCHL.com, and we'll be sure to share them out.
Wow. Hey, thanks a lot, Rand.
Thank you.
We'll stay in touch with you throughout the morning here. 644 at WCHL, 16 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Mayor Mark Chilton of Hillsboro has today's... of Hillsboro, what am I saying? Mayor Mark Chilton of Carrboro has today's commentary. That's coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mark Chilton, mayor of Carrboro. In 1994, the town of Carrboro was the first governmental body in Dixie to sanction domestic partnership registration. It literally made us the laughingstock of North Carolina. People said it was silly. People said it was a waste of time. People said that no one would ever care. People said it would never make any difference. But the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and later the Chapel Hill Town Council joined with first dozens, then hundreds, and now thousands of governments across our country to call upon America to recognize the validity of same-sex relationships. And while the recent Supreme Court decision is by no means the end of this struggle, it nevertheless shows that when it comes to justice, we can start at town hall and wind up at the Supreme Court. When Carborough speaks out on immigration reform, the Patriot Act, or gay rights, don't be the cynic who says that no one cares what our little town thinks. Be the person who remembers Margaret Mead's beautiful words, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." This is Mark Chilton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tar Heel Trivia. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Through the 2013 season, Carolina basketball has played 151 games in its NCAA tournament history with 109 victories. Those 151 games have come against 94 different opponents. And of those 94 different opponents, the Tar Heels have played 32 teams multiple times in the event. Carolina has played two teams six times in the NCAA tournament, the most of any opponent. Can you name those two teams? The answer to today's Tar Heel trivia question comes up next. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today's Tar Heel trivia question, which two teams Carolina has faced six times in the NCAA tournament, the most against any opponent? You don't have to look very far to find the answer. The two teams Carolina played last season, Villanova and Kansas, are the two teams the Heels have faced the most in the tournament. Carolina is 5-1 against Villanova, but just 2-4 versus the Jayhawks. Other frequent opponents include five games against Michigan State and four versus Louisville, Michigan, and Ohio State.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
6:49 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock. Sarai Stetson, it is pouring here at the WCHL studios, and maybe where you are, but the rain coming down very heavily. And Rand Northam is here with a special report.
Thank you, Ron. No updates for you right now. Just taking a look at traffic, too, and we'll get a traffic report here officially in just a moment. But, yeah, Ron, it's just absolutely pouring. We're listening to the scanners right now to check on where, you know, any calls are being made. So we'll let you know as soon as we get that information in as well. No immediate updates right now. We're still waiting for to see exactly what all this rain is doing. Obviously, it's dumping just an amazing amount of water at a very, very fast pace, just as it did yesterday. So I'm sure there's already some flooding. Again, if you are planning to head out the door here in the next couple minutes, or if you're already doing so, first of all, use extreme caution. Secondly, maybe give yourself an extra hour this morning or something like that, because as Brandon Dunstan at the National Weather Service said, there's going to be a heavy line of storms passing through the area this morning, and then we might see a little bit of a lull. So if you can get to work, you know, an hour or two late this morning, that might not be a bad idea, just to give yourself that chance. You're going to be a lot safer that way. So please give yourself that opportunity, and we'll continue to keep you posted on what the situation is. is. But again, with all the rain that we had yesterday and all the rain that we've had in the last week or so, there's just nowhere for the water to go when it's coming down this quickly. The storm drain system cannot keep up because it's trying to keep up with the fact that the ground is so saturated and there's nowhere for the water to go to soak in. So it's trying to keep up with the heavy amounts of rain. And you got to remember, it's coming from the high areas down to the low areas, and that's where you're going to get in trouble. Around University Malls, where we saw a lot of flooding yesterday, on the northern part of Umstead, is always really bad because Bowling Creek is there. Anywhere along Bowling Creek, you're going to see some flooding. So be on the lookout in those areas. Right at the base of MLK, where you see MLK and Hillsborough, Umstead come together, bad, bad flooding there yesterday as well. And we saw just all kinds of different areas. Estes Drive was bad, again, right near U-Mall. And then Eastgate Shopping Center was completely flooded as well. Granville Towers had some flooding within the building yesterday. Really bad flooding there, too. So please, just give yourself some extra time this morning. Stay off the roadways for a little while. Let the crews clean up where they can. And then once we get into that lull, hopefully you can get to work, and we'll keep you posted throughout the day as to if you need to go home early or anything like that as well.
Well, you know, somebody said yesterday that the worst part, somebody on Rachel's report, the worst part is the aftermath, the cleanup, because it's summertime, it's hot, you know, we got insects and all that kind of thing. I don't even want to think about that right now. I mean, because we're still going through it. It's not over yet, so.
It's just beginning, and remember this flash flood watch that's in effect. It stays in effect until tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the evening. So there are many storms that are possible to come through the area still. We're not out of the woods just because we made it through yesterday, unfortunately.
Exactly. Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And time permitting, we're going to have celebrity birthdays and Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz coming up just a moment here. And also... just stay with us throughout the day for the reports on whatever you need to hear about. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. You can also, for information, go to our website at chapelbrew.com. You have any up-to-date traffic information right now?
Right now, as
let's go ahead and do that quickly and just get that out of the way here. What's happening in the roadways?
Well, right now, as far as the maps are showing and the taking a look at the roadways, things are moving smoothly, but I can... just about guarantee you, even on, at least on the north part of town here where it's raining very heavily, that we are seeing some delays, just people slowing down due to this heavy rain. So use some caution when you see those brake lights. Certainly give yourself some extra time to stop. And if the visibility is low, first of all, wipers and lights.
Yeah.
If one's on, the other's got to be on. So, well, I guess not lights and wipers that way. But if your wipers are on, your lights have to be. So please use that and use extreme caution. But right now, not seeing any official reported delays, but I'm sure people are definitely slowing down out on the roadways. If you see anything, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms or two patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. All right. Flash flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 p.m., as Rand said. Showers, thunderstorms, some thunderstorms may be producing heavy rainfall. That's exactly what we're getting right now. Our high temperature today in the middle 80s, if it ever stops raining. Tonight, still 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, more of the same. So it's not going away anytime soon. Everybody just try and batten down the hatches, and we'll try and get through this, but it is not a good situation. There's no question about that. Not an easy situation at all. Let's go to celebrity birthdays right now with the opportunity. Actress Olivia de Havilland is 97 years old today. Actress dancer Leslie Caron is 82. Actress Jean Marsh, 79 years old today. Actor Jamie Farr, otherwise known as Klinger, 79 years old today. Blues man James Cotton, 78 years old today. Cookie maker Wally Amos, famous cookies, 77 years old today. Actress Karen Black is 74. Can that possibly be true? My goodness. Twyla Tharp, the dancer, choreographer, 72 years old today. Actress Genevieve Bajold is 71. Gospel singer Andre Crouch, 71. Deborah Harry of Blondie, 68 years old today. Actor Daryl Anderson, 62. Dan Aykroyd is 61 years old today. I thought he was older than that. Let's see here. Carl Lewis, the track star, 52 years old today. Actor Andre Brower, 51. And actor Henry Simmons, 43 years old today. Actress Hilary Burton is 31. And actress Liv Tyler, 36. And also a local celebrity, our birthday winner of the day, is Ann Peterson of Chapel Hill. Ann Peterson has a big birthday today. Happy birthday, Ann. Hope it's a really good one for you. And hope everything's all right with you today. Hope you're not having any flooding problems. Hey, listen, before we go to Freddie Kiger here, let me just tell you that Library Drive and Estes Drive, that light is out as well this morning. And Estes Drive, there is lots of standing water this morning. So please be careful when you're out there. If you're anywhere on Estes Drive, we got two lights out, the one in front of Estes Hills Elementary School and the one at Library Drive. Those lights are not working today, and on Estes Drive in general, a lot of standing water. So please be careful out there, whatever you do. Lots of trouble spots, hard to report on all of them, but if you know of something specific, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and we'll pass it along. All right, time for some trivia this morning. Monday morning, here we go. Brand new day, brand new month, and I screwed up.
Yes, you
did. I'm supposed to say, rabbit. You're supposed to say that on the first of the month.
That's all right.
For good luck.
It's all right. Yep, Ellen Culler has been.
It's okay, because tonight I can say.
Right. Last thing Ron says as he gets into bed.
Tibar.
Rabbit backwards, and he's good to go. Then carrot tomorrow if you mess up for the first two.
Exactly.
So you can go 1-for-3 and still get a whole month.
Yeah, that's still pretty good hitter.
You bat 333, you're Hall of Fame, baby.
Exactly, man. Yeah. Well, hey, that's not bad.
No.
And we want you to have really good luck during the month of July.
Yep.
And what kind of question you got today?
Well, today, please forgive me, but the historian part of me is coming out.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Let me go lie down in the corner over here and take a nap.
Oh, don't do that. That hurts.
I won't know the answer to this.
Yeah, you will.
Probably not.
This is a history question, folks.
Uh-huh.
On this day, the costliest battle in the history of the Western Hemisphere began 150 years ago today.
Uh-huh.
Name that confrontation.
150 years ago today?
This day. In fact, it was around 7:30, 7:45 when the first shot reportedly was fired, beginning the greatest battle, most terrible battle, ever to be fought on the Western Hemisphere.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, call right now.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of the East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
Well, lots of phone calls coming in this morning. Seems everybody knows the answer to that question. It is the Battle of Gettysburg we're talking about here. David Fulton is our winner this morning. He gets a Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card from Cruisers. And we'll just let it go at that. David Fulton, our winner today, running short on time here. Let me just tell you that the weather is really inclement this morning. It's coming down out there hard where we are at the WCHL studios. Heavy rain just like yesterday. 80% chance that happening pretty much all day. Heavy rainfall. And, of course, along with that goes a lot of flooding. So, everybody, just be careful out there.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web.